Hi Krishna，各位尊敬的奉献者们，今天是2021年1月28日，星期四。今天呢，我们又非常荣幸的邀请到我们尊敬的坦诺西克法布，继续为我们讲述主 Krishna 在文达万的逍遥时光。欢迎大家聆听，Hi Krishna。
So Hare Krishna and good morning to everybody.
Hi Krishna，大家早上好。
We will continue today with a new pastime.
我们今天呢会讲一个新的逍遥时光。
The pastime of the worship and lifting of Govardhan Hill.
这个逍遥时光呢就是崇拜以及举起高瓦丹山。
We are all quite familiar with this pastime.
我们大家呢对这个逍遥时光都非常的熟悉了。
It's probably one of the most well-known festivals that we celebrate also.
这可以说是我们大家所众所周知的，我们庆祝的一个主要的节日。
This is a pastime festival.
它是一个逍遥时光的一个节日庆祝。
Janmashtami and Gaurapurnima, these are all festivals celebrating appearance days of the Lord.
主的 Janmashtami 还有这个 Gaurapurnima 呢，他们都是庆祝主的显现的节日。
Most of our celebrations are.Celebrations of the appearance day of the Lord and His various forms.
就是我们很多的节日呢，其实庆祝的呢是主的显现以及他的这个形体。
And then, of course, we also have some celebrations on the appearance and disappearance days of the different devotees of the Lord.
我们呢也会庆祝以及去忆念就是主的奉献者的显现日以及隐居日。
And we also have some celebrations remembering the different pastimes of the Lord.
我们呢也会就是庆祝一些节日去忆念主 Krishna 的逍遥时光。
And among all the pastimes,Probably this pastime of Krishna's, of the worship and lifting of Govardhan Hill is probably the most prominent.
在 Krishna 的这些逍遥时光的庆祝当中呢，那么他崇拜以及举起高瓦丹山是比较出名的。
And of course we celebrate it each year.
我们每年都会庆祝这个节日。
And of course, all of you do, all of you devotees in China, you make the Prasadam Hill and you do the kirtan around the hill and tell the pastime, etc.
当然了，我们中国奉献者呢，通常的话会做一个用菩萨的堆积成的一个小山，然后呢，我们会绕着山呢进行 kirtan， 我们也会分享讲述逍遥时光。
So as we are all quite familiar with the pastime, I don't plan to tell the whole pastime in all the detail.
因为你们大家对这个逍遥时光都非常的了如指掌，那么我呢不会说去描述这个整个逍遥时光的很多的细节。
The basic pastime we are all familiar with.
基本的这个逍遥时光的一些情节，我们大家都非常了解。
So of course we will tell it just for the storyline.
就是为了这个故事的情节的发展呢，我们也会来讲一下这个逍遥时光。
But we will highlight some parts of the pastime that may not be as spoken about.
但是呢，就是我们就会重点呢去强调一些 内容，然后呢，可能有些内容呢，可能就不会谈到。
So we'll tell the basic pastime just, you know, for the storyline, but we will mostly try to highlight some aspects that may not be so much, so well known, or and not as well known.
嗯，所以呢，我们会讲基本的这个情节的概要，就是为了这个故事情节的这个需要。那么呢，我们同时呢也会重点去强调一些，就是我们平时可能大家并不是太了解的某些方面。
And then, of course, we will also discuss about the anartha that this pastime represents.
嗯，我们呢也会谈论就是。这个逍遥时光它所代表的 anatta
as described by Bhaktivinoda Thakur
就是由圣 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 所描述的
So let's chant the prayers and then we shall begin
所以呢让我们先念一些祈祷文然后呢我们来开始来讲述这个逍遥时光
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Tama Krishna Goswami Itinamine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami ItinamineNamaste Sarasvate Deve Kauravani Prajarine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Eshatarine Omagyana Timirandasya Yananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Un Militam YenaTasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam SadvaitamSavadutam Harijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitam Cha Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Vipasindukya Evacha Aditanam PavanebhyoVaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritya NaramChaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirayat Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna
So, we are all quite familiar with the pastime of the liftingAnd the worship and lifting of Govardhan Hill.
嗯，我们大家呢对崇拜以及祭Govardhan山这个逍遥时光呢都非常的熟悉。
Just last time we had spoken about the Krishna delivering the wives of the Brahmanas.
嗯，我们上次课呢谈到了就是 Krishna 拯救婆罗门的妻子。
So this incident took place on the outside of Vrindavan. It was not in Vrindavan village, it was more or less on the outskirts of Vrindavan.
这一下的时光呢, 它不是在文达文之内, 它是在文达文之外, 上演的。
It was sort of on the border of Vrindavan Mathura. So on the outskirts, very much on the outskirts of Vrindavan.
它呢就处在 这个文达文以及马托若的那个边界的 一个边缘地带。
So this was a village where the Brahmanas lived.
所以呢, 那呢就有一个婆罗门所居住的一个村庄。
Generally, the different communities of people, they lived among themselves.
通常的话呢, 不同的社团的人呢, 他们呢, 就是, 会, 以那个社团单独的聚集在一起。
So the Brahmana communities, they lived in their villages. You know, the laborer communities, they lived in their villages. The cowherd communities, they lived in their villages, and so on.
所以呢, 就是婆罗门社团的呢, 他们是居住在, 他们的这个村庄里。 然后劳工阶层呢, 他们居住在, 他们自己的这个村庄里。 然后这些牧牛童呢, 他们也有自己的村庄。
Or sometimes in the same village, there were different sections. In one section was the Brahmana community, etc. like that. In the same village, sometimes there was different areas where they lived.
或者说呢, 就是在同一个村庄呢, 是有, 不同的这些, 部分, 可能, 也有这个婆罗门所居住的区域, 也有其他的, 居住的区域, 他们分区而居的。
There was definitely interactions, but their living spaces were more or less a little bit separate.
当然了, 他们之间肯定也会有一些, 互动的, 交流的。 但是呢, 就是他们彼此居住的这个空间呢, 是不一样的。
So after the incident with Krishna and the Brahmana's wives, Krishna, this was at lunchtime, as you recall, because they brought lunch for Krishna, so this was around lunchtime.
就是这个小小时光呢, 基本上是发生在, 就是午饭的时间, 如果你们大家还能够记起的话呢, 就是这些婆罗门的妻子们呢, 为 Krishna 他们, 就是带来了这个午餐。
And then, as we remember, Krishna sent them back home.
而如果我们还记得的话呢, 就是 Krishna 后来把他们都, 就是遣回家里了。
So Krishna decided to stay in the area and even to go to the village in order to give some more blessings. Both to the Brahmana's wives and to the Brahmanas themselves.
所以呢, Krishna 呢, 他决定就是, 在那儿, 这个村庄停留, 一段时间, 这样的话呢, 他既可以给这个婆罗门的妻子祝福, 也可以给这个婆罗门以祝福。
You may remember the Brahmanas had wanted to come and they regretted their misbehavior towards Lord Krishna, Balaram, and the cowherd boys. They regretted their misbehavior.
就是这些婆罗门呢, 他们其实是想要, 前来这个地方的, 他们已经后悔了他们曾经, 就是犯下的错误, 他们不恰当的 对待主 Krishna, Balarama, 以及这些牧牛童。
And they became very appreciative of their wives' devotion towards Lord Krishna. They honored them very highly.
然后呢, 他们非常欣赏他们的妻子对 Krishna的这种奉爱之心, 他们, 就是十分的尊崇荣耀他妻子的, 这份奉爱。
And therefore they also wanted to go and see Krishna and Balaram to offer, also to offer their prayers.
他们呢, 想要亲自前去面见, 主 Krishna 和 Balarama, 并且向他们献上祷文。
But,
但是
they were afraid of Kamsa.
他们害怕康萨。
We spoke about this last time also. They knew that Kamsa was trying to kill Krishna in different ways. So they were afraid that if they went to see Krishna, that Kamsa's spies would tell him, and then they were afraid that Kamsa would cause them and their family some troubles.
所以呢，我们上周的时候呢，也是谈到了这一点，因为他们知道就是康萨在千方百计的想要杀掉 Krishna， 那么如果他们前去见 Krishna 的话呢，那么康萨的间谍呢，他们就会告诉这个康萨，然后呢，康萨就会给他们以及他们的家人带来麻烦。
And he would think, oh, they have sided with the enemy, and then cause different troubles.
所以呢，他们可能会想，他们决定要跟我们的这个敌人为伍了，然后呢，有可能他们就给他们制造一些麻烦。
So Krishna understood this, so therefore he stayed in this area for the rest of the day.
所以呢 ，Krishna 理解这一境况，所以呢，他就在这天后面的时间呢，他就待在这个村庄的这个地方。
So if they were a little bit unwilling to come and see Krishna, Krishna thought, well, then I'll make some arrangements so they can see me. So therefore, he stayed in this area, and later he also came to the village.
然后呢 ，Krishna 当时就想，如果他们就是愿意前来见我的话呢，那么我会做一些安排。然后呢，在晚些时候呢 ，Krishna 他还亲自到这个村庄。
So whilst he was there, he saw that his father, in the same village, that his father and the other cowherd men were preparing for some kind of sacrifice, some ceremony.
然后呢，当 Krishna 在那个村庄的时候呢，他却发现他的父亲还有其他的牧牛郎，他们也在同一个村庄，他们在举行一些仪式。
So he became curious. What is all this about? What is my father and the other cowherd men? What are they doing here? And what are they performing? What are they preparing to perform?
然后呢 ，Krishna 这时候就感到非常好奇了。我的父亲和这些牧牛郎们，他们在做什么呢？他们在为什么而准备呢
？Of course, this This was not the first time that Krishna had saw them do this ceremony. This ceremony would happen yearly.
当然了，这并不是 Krishna 头一次看到他们在举行这样的一个仪式，因为这样的仪式呢，每年他们都会举行。
But in the previous times, because the pastime for Govardhan, lifting of Govardhan Hill had notcome up, so he was not curious to know.
因为在之前他父亲这样做的时候呢，因为就是举起戈瓦丹山的这个骄傲时光，就是还没到时候要上演，所以呢Krishna 就没有去关注。那么现在呢，就是他开始感到好奇。
But by this time, Krishna knew it was time for this particular pastime. Therefore, he inquired further from Nanda Maharaj about what they were preparing for.
所以呢，因为就是这个举起高峰的山这个骄傲时光呢，就是将要上演了。所以呢 ，Krishna 呢，他就进一步去询问他的父亲，他们到底在为什么而做准备。
And as we all know, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so he understands what will happen.
由于 Krishna 他本人就是至尊主，其实他理解就是将要发生的事情。
It is also described that why he didn't ask before is because he was giving Indra, King Indra, a chance to rectify his mentality.
就是说为什么他之前没有说去询问这件事情呢？因为他同时呢也是想要给到因着这么一个就是机会，可以让他呢能够就是纠正他自己。
We know that Indra, of course, is a devotee of the Lord. He is a representative of the Lord.
我们知道呢 ，Indra 他也是主的奉献者。
He is a representative of the Lord.
他是主的一个代表。
But sometimes, due to his opulent and high position, he becomes a bit bewildered.
但是呢，有时候由于他的这种富裕以及崇高的地位呢，他就变得受到迷惑了。
So Krishna was, so this is what had happened at this time also.
所以呢，这是在这个时间所发生的。
So Krishna was thinking year after year, okay, just let's wait, maybe he will understand more properly.
然后呢 ，Krishna 就想，可能就是只是在这在等待一段时间，说不定就是Indra 他就会恰当的去理解。
But he saw that Indra's mentality, rather than becoming more mature, was becoming more proud. So he thought, now it's time that his pride should be checked.
然后呢，Krishna 就是随着时间的流逝呢，发现 Indra 并没有因此变得更加成熟，反而却变得更加的骄傲自大了。那么这时候呢 ，Krishna 就决定要就是采取一定的方式去挫败Indra的这份骄傲。
So it is said that he specifically spoke or asked Nanda Maharaj in a way that would make Indra angry.
所以呢 ，Krishna 他就就是故意的以一种询问 Nanda。以一种能够激起因着愤怒的方式去询问 Nanda Maharaj.
Of course, first he asked Nanda Maharaj and the men, you know, what is this? What are you doing?
当然了，最开始的时候他就问 Nanda Maharaj, 你们在做什么呢？
So they told him, doing this ceremony for Indra, because we depend upon rain, etc., etc.
然后呢？他父亲回答呢，就是说我们现在正在举行一个对Indra的一个崇拜仪式，然后呢，想要就是说能够有这个雨水的降临。
And then Krishna, when Krishna responded, he responded in a way that he wanted to provoke Indra. He specifically wanted to make him angry.
然后呢 ，Krishna 怎么回应的呢？他回应的方式，他就是要激起这个 Indra 他的这种愤怒。
And it also says Krishna was also disturbed that the residents of Vrindavan were Krishna's personal associates.
就是说。Krishna 呢，同时他也打扰到了，就是这个文达问的居民，那些就是他的这个同游的这些人。
And they were much more exalted than Indra.
他们比 Indra 更加的卓越。
So Krishna was disturbed that why is Indra accepting worship from them? Instead, he should be worshipping them.
然后呢，就说Krishna 呢，他就是打扰到了。Sorry, can you repeat?
Krishna was disturbed because the residents of Vrindavan were superior to Indra.
Yes. 就说 Krishna 呢觉得他就是深受打扰，本来就是 Vrindavan 的居民，他们的地位是比印度还要崇高呢。
And yet Indra was accepting worship from them.
但是呢，现在印度却从 Vrindavan 的居民呢接受他们的崇拜。
Instead, Indra should be worshipping them. Indra should be honoring them.
事实上呢，就是 Indra 应该去崇拜 Vrindavan 的居民。
So, Krishna was not very happy with this either.
所以呢 ，Krishna 对这一点也并不十分的开心。
And generally, he understood that Indra had become proud of his position and a little bit bewildered. So Krishna wanted to teach him a lesson.
所以呢，就是Krishna 呢，就是能看到 Indra 为他自己的地位感到骄傲，然后呢，他。Indra 就受到了迷惑， Krishna 想给他一个教训。
And at the same time, a wonderful pastime with the Lord's devotees would take place at the same time.
同时呢，就是主流奉献者的一个逍遥时光呢，也是与此同时在上演。
Right, in this regard,You can, let me write it down. You can read the Bhagavatam purport. Yeah, just writing the... The reason why Krishna...Perform this pastime is described in this small purport.
Just 说大家可以参考着这个诗节，就是《圣涅伯迦瓦坛》第十篇二十四章十二诗节。就是在这里有更多这个逍遥时光的一个描述。
No, I didn't say that.I didn't say that.I said that it describes why Krishna arranged this pastime.
就是说在这个世界当中就是谈到了 Krishna 为什么会安排这个逍遥时光。
One reason was to teach Lord Indra a lesson. He had become bewildered by his power and position, so Krishna wanted to remind him of his position, his proper position.
其中呢就是 Krishna 想给 Indra 一个教训，因为看到 Indra 呢他为他自己的这种地位而受到迷惑感到骄傲，所以呢 Krishna 想要提醒他自己处在的一个恰当的一个位置。
And that, so that's reason one. Another reason was by arranging this pastime, Krishna would begin the festival of Govardhan Puja, the annual festival of Govardhan Puja.
所以呢同时呢 Krishna 安排这个逍遥时光呢也是为了就是说他能够开始这个 Govardhan 山 Puja 的这么一个节日庆祝。
So that's the second reason.
所以呢这是第二个原因。
The third reason,was to enjoy, to have wonderful pastimes with his devotees for 7 days.
就是他要跟他的奉献者一起，就是在一起上演七天的一个逍遥时光。
So these are the three reasons. One reason was to teach Lord Indra a lesson.
第一个原因呢，就是想要给 Indra 一个教训。
Second reason was to begin this annual festival known as the worshipping of Govardhan Hill.
第二个呢就是说去开启这么一个非常独特不寻常的一个节日庆祝，就是崇拜高巴丹山。
And the third reason was to have these pastimes for 7 days and 7 nights with no stopping.With his devotees underneath Govardhan.
第三呢，就是说在 Govardhan 山 下呢，就是跟他的奉献者进行七天七夜不间断的一个啊逍遥时光的上演。
I'm just writing this for you. So, with one activity, Krishna can fulfill many purposes.
就说呢 ，Krishna 呢，他就是通过一个活动可以实现多个目的。
So he began to speak. He began to respond to Nanda Maharaj in a way that would anger Indra.
所以呢，他就以一种激起 Indra 愤怒的方式去回应 Nanda Maharaj。
So, again, we know the pastime. In many words, Krishna said, no need to waste time worshipping Indra.
所以呢，我们知道 Krishna 他呢在这逍遥时光当中呢，他就多的说没有必要去崇拜 Indra.
Waste of time.
只是浪费时间而已。
And anyway, for us, Govardhan Hill and the cows, we depend upon them. We depend upon the cows, and the cows depend upon Govardhan Hill.
不管怎么说，就是我们呢是依赖这些母牛的，而这个母牛呢是依赖这个高巴丹山的。
I just found another reason.
我现在又找到另外一个原因。
This is in, where are we? Oh, the next verse.
就在下一个诗节，《圣涅伯迦瓦坛》第十篇二十四章十三四节。
Sorry, I'm just writing.
大家就稍等一下啊。可以再跟大家强调一下这四个不同的原因。第一个原因呢，是为了给主音座一个教训，为了提醒音座，让他意识到他自己真正作为主的渺小的仆人的一个真正的一个地位。第二点呢，就是说为了开始就是每年的这个高巴丹铺架的一个节日。那么第三点呢，就是说为了能够与他的奉献者一起就是能够上演七天七夜不间断的一个逍遥时光，举起高巴丹山。
So here's a fourth reason described,
还有四个原因。
In the purport to the 13th verse.
然后呢，在这个十三诗节的要旨当中呢，就提到了第四个原因。
He wanted to discourage the residents of Vrindavan from worshipping other demigods except himself.
所以呢，他就想就是打消 Vrindavan 的居民去崇拜那些半神人的他们的这种举措，然后呢要让他们去崇拜就是至尊绝对真理，至尊主本人，就是他自己。
Krishna felt, here I am present in Vrindavan.They're living with me, and they don't need to divert their attention to others.
Krishna 呢，他就 想，我目前就在这里跟你们，就是一直在一起。那么你们没有必要就是分散精力再去崇拜其他的半神人。那稍等一下，月亮宝宝还在写。第四个原因就是说，去为了打消文达温的居民，让他们不去崇拜其他人。还有 Krishna。还有 Krishna。
Can you hear me or not?
Yeah, I can't hear you. Yeah.
Then? I cannot hear you.
Yes, now I can't hear you. But
so Krishna thought, why do my eternal associates, why do they need to worship Indra? Other demigods not needed?
Krishna 他就想，为什么我的永恒的这些同游，他们还需要崇拜就是因佐还有其他的半神人呢？他们
So this was another reason.
所以呢，就是另外一个原因。
So in many words, Krishna said, "We are cowherds."
Hare Krishna.
Yeah. You didn't hear me?
Yeah, it's a little broken.
Krishna said, we are cowherd.
Krishna 说呢，我们都是牧牛童，我们是牧牛郎。
We depend upon cows.
We 们呢是依赖于母牛而活的。
The cows, they depend upon grass.
而这个母牛呢，它们是依赖这个青草而活的。
And water.
还有水。
And all this grass and water can be found on Govardhan Hill.
这些青草还有水呢，都可以在高巴丹山找到。
So we only need to worship the cows and Govardhan Hill.
所以呢，我们就只需要去崇拜母牛以及高巴丹山就足够了。
So.Nanda Maharaj and the others, of course, their only interest is to please Krishna.
当然了，那 Maharaji 还有其他人呢，他们的兴趣呢，只是想要取悦 Krishna。
So he said, or they said, okay.
嗯，所以他们就说，那好吧。
We can do that.
嗯，我们可以这样做。
But first, let's worship Indra, and then we'll worship Govardhan Hill.
但是呢，首先让我们来崇拜英卓，然后呢，我们再来崇拜戈瓦丹山。
So Krishna said, "No, no, 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 no need."
啊 ，Krishna 就说不不不，根本不需要。
Whatever you have prepared to worship Indra, we can just use that.
嗯，你们为崇拜英卓所做的这些准备呀，我们都可以拿来用来崇拜这个。
We don't need to waste time.
嗯，没有必要浪费时间。
And we don't need to waste ingredients either.
嗯，也没有必要去浪费这些崇拜的这些物品。
So whatever you have already prepared, we can simply use that.
所以呢，无论你们就是准备了什么，我们都可以拿来就是崇拜。
So they all agreed. They all relented because they wanted to please Krishna.
所以呢，他们都同意了，因为他们想要取悦 Krishna.
So they began the Govardhan Puja, and we can read, of course, from the pastime how they worship Govardhan Hill.
嗯，然后呢，他们就开始了进行 Govardhan Puja。我们呢，大家都可以就是阅读他们是如何崇拜戈巴丹山的。
They prepared a lot of prasadam and they offered it to Govardhan Hill.
他们呢准备了大量的普沙的，然后呢把它供奉给戈巴丹山。
When we make anyway, I won't go there. So they prepared a lot of prasadam.And they offered it to Govardhan Hill. At the same time, they worshipped the cows.
嗯，他们呢就准备了非常丰盛的这个普沙的，他们供奉给戈巴丹山，同时呢，他们也崇拜母牛。
Lot of prasadam. They worshipped. They made a lot of prasadam.
嗯，他们准备了非常多的很多很多的普沙的。
So Krishna said we should prepare a lot of prasadam, offer it to Govardhan, we should worship the cows, and then we should feed everybody.
嗯，然后呢 ，Krishna 就说呢，我们应当就是准备大量的菩萨的，然后呢去供奉给这个山，去崇拜母牛，嗯，然后呢，就是去见每一个人。
So this is what they did.
所以这就是他们所做的事情。
This is all described in, the 24th chapter of the Bhagavatam.
嗯，这些都在《圣涅薄伽瓦坛》的第十篇二十四章中有所描述。
And of course, we cannot worship cows because in our homes in China, you don't keep cows.
嗯，当然了，我们目前的话，可能无法去崇拜母牛，因为在我们家里可能就不太适合，不方便养母牛。
But we all prepare the prasadam and make the offering and circumambulate the prasadam.
但是呢，我们都会准备大量的这个菩萨的，然后堆积成山，然后我们再绕着这个菩萨的堆的山呢进行这个绕拜。
In some temples, you may have seen if you have gone to India at this time, they also worship the cows on this day.
嗯，就是在一些庙里，如果你们有机会可以去到印度的话呢，你们。发现就是他们在同一天呢，他们也会崇拜母牛。
And So, in this way, they were worshipping. Offering prayers, worshipping, offering the food, doing arti, feeding the cows. These were all the things they were doing.
所以呢，他们崇拜这个格伦山，他们供奉祷文，他们供奉食物，为了做 RT， 同时呢也崇拜母牛。
And then on the top of Govardhan Hill, a great form appeared.
于是然后呢，就是在这个山顶。上呢就是有一个巨大的一个人体显现了。
So we want to read, do you have the Bhagavatam in front of you, Jamunapriya?
Yes.
So let's read Canto 10, Chapter 24, Text 35.
让我们来读一下彻涅伯迦瓦坛的第十篇二十四章。三十五诗节，译文：接着为坚定牧牛郎的信心 ，Krishna 呈现出一个空前巨大的形象，并宣告：“我是戈瓦丹山。”他吃光大量的贡品。
You can read the purport.
要旨：在 Krishna 快乐的泉源第二十四章中。圣帕巴的写道，当一切完成时 ，Krishna 以巨大超然的形象出现在全体稳达问居民面前，向他们宣布他就是戈瓦丹山，以使奉献者们相信戈瓦丹山和 Krishna 一样。接着 ，Krishna 开始吃那里供奉的全部食物，至今为止，人们仍将戈瓦丹山敬为是 Krishna。伟大的奉献者从戈瓦丹山取回石块，像在庙里崇拜 Krishna 的神像一样崇拜这些石块。Krishna 知觉运动的追随者也从戈瓦丹山收集来一些小石块，在家里进行崇拜，因为这崇拜就是神像崇拜。主 Krishna 诱导稳达温的居民，代表他承担了具有重大意义的风险，他说服他们忽视给。毕竟是宇宙强有力的政府供奉祭祀，却去崇拜名叫戈瓦丹山的山丘。牧牛人仅仅是出于对 Krishna 的爱，在做着所有这一切。现在，主 Krishna 为使他们相信他们的决定是正确的，就显现出一个史无前例的巨大超然的形象，证明他本人就是戈瓦丹山。
So when this form first appeared,
当这个形体最初显现的时候
because as we know, the cowherd resident, they're all simple people.
就是这些牧牛郎们他们都是非常简朴的这些村民。
So they all began talking very loudly.What is this form? Where did it come from? Who is it? And so on and so on.
然后呢，他们当时最初看到这个形体的时候呢，他们就在那大声谈论着，这个形体是谁呢？从来自于哪里呢？然后他们就在那就是谈论着。
And then Krishna asked this person, Krishna asked, who are you?
Krishna 亲自问这个巨大的形体，你是谁
？So this form said, "I am Govardhan."
形象就说到，我就是 Govardhan 山。
I am the hill, and I have come to accept all your offerings.
我就是山，我前来就接受你们所有的贡品。
Did Indra ever come and accept any of your offerings?
因着有曾前来接受你们所有的贡品吗
？You have worshipped him for so many years. Did he ever come? Did you ever see him?
你们崇拜因着已经那么多年了，他曾经来到过这里，你们曾经见到过他吗
？But I have come the first time you are worshipping me.
但是你看，你们第一次崇拜我，我就已经显现前来。
Actually, it was Krishna who asked the cowherd men, "Look, you have worshipped Indra for so many years; he never came."
事实上呢，就是 Krishna， 他在给这些牧牛童说，你看，你们已崇拜了 Indra 那么多年，但是呢，他却从未显现。
But you worship Giriraj once, and he came the first time, so he's much better.
但是呢，你们仅仅崇拜了 Giriraj 三。仅仅一次，他就已经显现在你们面前，所以呢，你们最好还是崇拜这个高巴丹三。
And then the form, this form, Giriraj form, began to eat all the offering.
然后呢，这个 Giriraj 这个形象呢，开始吃他们所供奉的所有的这些贡品。
And he began to extend his hands, manifest many hands, reaching out to collect all the food offerings.
然后呢，他就就是展现出更多的这些手臂，然后呢，想要去就是收集这些所有的贡品。
And it also describes that because all around Govardhan Hill, there are different villages, and so they had offerings all around Govardhan Hill, not just in one place.
因为在 Govardhan 山的周围呢，有很多个不同的村庄，所以呢，他们呢，就是都在向这个山的四周供奉着这个贡品，不只是一个地方。
So the food began to fly into his mouth.
所以呢，这些食物就飞到他的嘴口中。
So on one part, he was reaching out with his hands to get the food, and then the other part, it was also flying into his mouth from wherever it was.
其中呢，一方面呢，他是伸出他的这些手去就是能够。收集这些食物。另一方面呢，这些食物呢，都就是飞到他的这个口中。
And as he began, as he was eating and eating, he was growing bigger and bigger.
他在不断的就是享用的时候呢，然后他的这个形体也会也是越来越大。
So he was eating more and more. He was growing more and more.This form, the form of Govardhan, the personal form of Govardhan.
所以呢，就是随着他越来越多的享用这些食物，他的这个人的这个形体 ，Govardhan 的这个形体呢，他就越来越扩展。
And then he began to extend his hands.And also drink the water from all of the kundas all around Govardhan, all around the hill.
然后呢，他就开始就是伸出他的手去就是去喝，就是在 Govardhan 附近的那些湖圣湖里的水。
And he finished everything.
他呢，就是。把一切都给就是弄光了。
But he was still asking for more.
但是呢，他仍然要求更多。
So by this time, all the residents of Vrindavan and all the close by villages, they had nothing left. They had prepared and offered and given all the food.
在这个时候呢，就是文达文的居民以及附近村庄的这些村民们呢，他们已经就是没有什么可剩下的了，因为他们已经把自己所能供奉的全都拿去供奉给这个山了。
And it says then he began and he drank all the water from the kuns.
然后呢，他把就是这附近的所有的这些圣湖里的水。都一饮而尽。
But he was still asking for more food.
但是呢， 他仍然在要求着更多的食物。
And he was eating with his right hand, and it describes with his left hand, he was looking up and pointing his finger at Indra and shaking his finger at Indra high up in the heavens.
然后呢，他的这个右手拿着这个食物，然后他的左手呢就是向上，然后呢就是往那个天堂指着这个 Indra。
Like I don't care.
嗯，就像他似乎在说，我可不在乎你。
And then it says that after when he was asking for more, but there was no more food, that little Krishna gave him a tulsi leaf.
他呢还是想要更多的这个食物，但是呢，就是这些。温达文的居民，他们就是没有什么东西可以再拿去供奉给他了，所以呢，后来这个小 Krishna 呢，就在他上面放了一小片土拉西叶。
And then Krishna led all of the residents in paying obeisances and offering prayers and offering the arti.
嗯。Krishna 呢就让这个 Vrindavan 的居民向他进行顶拜，然后呢并且为他做这个 RT。
And then after all of this, then this form disappeared. After accepting the worship, eating all the food, then the form disappeared.
嗯，然后呢在就是他接受过他们的这个崇拜，对他进行过这个 RT 之后呢，然后这个形体就开始消失了。
And it says after he ate everything and all the water from the kundas, magically it all reappeared.
Who appeared?
After Govardhan Hill, the person Govardhan Hill ate all of the offerings and drank all of the water, after he finished eating, all of the food and all the water appeared again. It reappeared. All of the food and water came back.
就说在他全部把这些食物全都就是享用完。并且把这些圣狐狸的水全都喝干之后，他们呢又重新就是显现了出来，就是这些食物啊，包括那个圣狐狸的水，又重新就是充满了那个圣狐。
So Krishna said, "Look, he is much better than Indra. You have never seen, although you have worshipped him many times, you never saw him, and he never came to see you."
然后呢？Krishna 就说你看他可比 Indra 要好多了，你们这么多年崇拜 Indra， 他就从来没有就是显现过，你们也从来没有见到过他。
When you make the offerings into the fire, it never comes back.
而且当你们把食物供奉到这个火之后呢，这个食物可不会再重新再显现回来。
But the first time you worship Giriraj, he appeared to youAnd he ate all the offerings and gave everything back. So he's much better than Indra.
但是呢，你看这个Giriraj， 然后呢，你们第一次崇拜他，他就立马显现了。而且呢，就是他把他享用过的所有的这些食物，他又重新又归还给你们，他又显现了。把所有的这些食物都给就是拿回来了。
对。Krishna was speaking in a way that their faith in Govardhan increased more and more, and their faith in Indra became less and less.
所以呢 ，Krishna 就是以这种方式来说话。那么呢，让 Vrindavan 的居民对这个Govardhan 山的信心越来越增强， 而对因着的信心呢，就是越来越削弱。
So before disappearing, Govardhan said, "Indra may cause you some trouble, but don't worry, I'll take care of it."
就是呢，在这个形体消失之前呢，这个三说，因着可能会为你们带来一些麻烦，但是呢，不要担心。就是我会照顾你们的。
And then this form of Giri Govardhan, Giri Raj, then he disappeared.
然后呢，这个 Giri Raj 这个形体呢，他就消失不见了。
And then after this, then led by the cows and the bulls and Krishna and Balaram, then they all circumambulated Govardhan Hill.Chanting prayers and singing kirtan and so on.
所以呢，在这之后呢，Krishna 呢，他就让这些母牛啊、公牛啊，他们还有这些牧牛童都绕拜这个山，然后呢，向他供奉一些祷文，同时呢，进行这个 kirtan.
And then they all returned home.
最终呢，他们都回到了家。
In the meantime, Indra had heard of this incident.
同时呢，因着这时候就是听到了这个消耳时光呢。
And he became very angry and very offended. And we are familiar with this.
他就变得非常的愤怒，他觉得就是自己受到了冒犯，我们大家对这一点都非常的了解。
And as we also know, Indra sent the storm clouds and rain clouds to Vrindavan, and he became so carried away with his anger that he wanted to kill all the residents of Vrindavan and the cows and the calves and everything.
然后呢，因着他就派来了这些狂风暴雨，这些乌云，还有就是降下了这个暴雨。那么因着呢，被他的这个愤怒所冲昏了头脑，他想要杀掉稳达问的所有的这些居民，稳达问的这些母牛，稳达问的这些所有的这些生物。
So.Certainly, Indra is not a demon, but in this incident, he had a very demoniac mentality, like a demon, wanting to kill Krishna and his associates and the cows, just because he felt offended, he didn't get some worship.
Indra 本身并不是恶魔，但是呢，在这个消耳时光当中呢，他的这个行为举止就像是恶魔一般。就是呢，他因为就是没有受到这个稳达问居民的这个崇拜，所以呢，他就决定要杀死稳达问的所有的这些居民，还有这些所有的母牛。
He got completely carried away.
他就完全冲昏了头脑。
With his pride and anger.
被他的这种骄傲和愤怒。
So he sent all of these storm clouds and rainstorms and tornadoes and all of these things.
所以呢，他就派来了他的这些狂风暴雨，这些乌云，还有那些就是能够降暴雨的这些风暴。
They were all hesitant to go.
他们呢都很忧郁，到底要不要前去？
Remember, all of these forces of nature, they are all personalities.
大家记住，所有这些自然的力量，他们其实都是有人格那个代表的。
All the devatas, right? They are controlling deities of different natural.Events.
所以呢，就是所有的这些半身人呢，他们在控制着这些自然的力量。
everything is controlled by a person. It's a very personal universe.
就是一切其实都是由背后的那个人在控制着。就是呢，这个宇宙呢，它就是一个非常人格化的。
Like we know, right? We have, we've all heard, right? There's the sun god, the moon god, the water god, the earth goddess, and so on and so on.
就像我们经常所听到的，有这个太阳神，有月神，有这个水神，还有土地神。
So all the forces of nature, they have their controlling deities, including storms. Storms also have their controlling deities, devatas.
然后呢，就是所有的这些自然之力。背后呢都有一个就是半神人在控制着，都有一个人在控制着，包括这个暴风雨，他们也是有这个具体的一个人在控制着。
And because Indra is the king of the demigods, so they all obey him.
因为呢，Indra他是这个半神人之主，所以呢，他们都需要听从他的。
So he called all these devatas, like the storm clouds, the storms, the winds, the rain clouds, etc. He called them all and told, go to Vrindavan and destroy them. He had become so carried away with his anger and pride.
所以呢，这个音乐就呼唤来了这些，就是暴风雨啊，这些狂风呀，这些乌云的这些人格化身，然后呢，他就训斥他们说，你们去前去摧毁文达文的居民。Indra呢，这时候就完全被他的这个愤怒和骄傲冲昏了头脑。
And they were all hesitant because Indra had become carried away, but they understood this little boy is not just a little boy.
但是呢，他们却犹豫不决，因为阴者虽然冲昏了头脑，但是呢，这些半神人他们呢是理解到这个小男孩呢可不是普通的一个小男孩。
And they also understood that Vrindavan is just a small village. We don't all need to go there. All the storms and the rain clouds and the winds and all of we don't.All of us need to go. It's too much. It's too dangerous.
然后呢，而且他们也在想，文达文也就是那么大的一个小村庄，我们没有必要全都前去。这么大的这个狂风暴雨，然后呢又是这样的乌云，就如果我们全都一起前去的话，那肯定就是有很大的这个危险。
But he is the king of heaven, he is Indra, so they have to obey him. They are all under his rulership.
但是呢，因为 Indra 他是天堂之主，所以呢，他们必须都要听从这个 Indra 的。
So all of these rain clouds and winds and so on, lightning, all came to the Vrindavan area and began to...attack them with winds and storm and rains and hail and lightning. It became very distressful situation.
所以呢，就是后来呢，这个暴风骤雨啊，然后狂风啊，乌云闪电等等，他们都开始聚集在这个文达本村庄的这个上空附近，然后呢，开始袭击这个文达本。他们向文达本降起了这个狂风暴雨，还有这个电闪雷鸣，还有就是说降下了一些那个冰雹。
Of course, Krishna understood straight away what was going on.
当然了 ，Krishna 可是知道就是在发生了什么。
Indra is offended and now he is trying to take his revenge because he wasn't worshipped.
Indra 感觉自己受到冒犯，他现在正在实施报复。
The residents of Vrindavan understood the same thing. Oh, now Indra is angry. Now what are we going to do?
Vrindavan 的居民呢也理解到 Indra 现在正在对他们施加报复，然后他们就在想，那接下来我们应该怎么办呢？
But they remembered the words of the personification of Govardhan Hill, who said, "If Indra gives you some trouble, don't worry, I'll take care of it."
但是呢，他们这时候记起了就是高巴丹山的那个形体曾经说过的话，就是呢，Indra 呢可能会给你们就是找麻烦，但是呢，你们不要担心，就是我会保护你们。
And they also remembered again, they remembered the words of Garga Muni.
而且呢，他们再次记起了Garga Muni 所说过的话。
He had said, remember when he did the naming ceremony of Krishna and Balaram, he had said, your son is just like Narayan and he will protect you from all dangerous situations. So whenever there is some danger, they just remembered the words of this great sage. So,
就是说在那个 Krishna 的起名仪式上呢Garga Muni 呢曾经说过，就是你们的这个孩子 Krishna 他就像出男人一样，就是呢他会保护你们远离脱离所有的这些危机，就是任何时候有危险的话呢他都会保护你们的。
So naturally they took shelter of Krishna in this incident also.
所以呢很自然的就是包括在这个事件当中呢他们就脱避于 Krishna。
And Indra told all these storm, the clouds, rain clouds and storms and winds. He could see that they were also a bit worried. So he said, I'll come behind you.
然后呢 Indra 就告诉这些乌云呀暴风雨啊这些狂风。然后呢 ，Indra 看出他们有一点焦虑 ，Indra 就说：“你们不要担心，我会在你们后面，就是随后赶到。”
And then they began to pour their rains and winds all over the land of Vrindavan.
所以呢，他们就开始向 Vrindavan 就是降下这个狂风咒语。
So it was really a very distressing situation.
真的是一个非常就是这个悲惨的一种情境。
And again, the residents, yes, there was some kind of fear because of the strong wind and rain and the danger, but at the same time, they were confident that Krishna would take care of it.
就是文达文的居民呢当然了，就是多多少少他们还是有一些恐惧的，因为那么突如其来的这个狂风骤雨，所以呢他们就是对这个危险还是有一些畏惧的，但是同时呢他们也就是非常有信心，对 Krishna 有信心。
They didn't doubt that he couldn't do something.
他们呢就毫不怀疑，就是Krishna 可以就是说做一些事情能够保护他们。
So Krishna confirmed what they already knew. Krishna said, "Yes, this is Indra. He is offended."
所以呢 ，Krishna 就肯定了他们的这种想法，就是 Indra。是受到了冒犯，感到自己受到了冒犯，在施予报复。
But I'll take care of him and I'll take care of you.
但是呢，我会就是对付Indra，我也会很好的照顾好你们。
So he told all of the devotees, all of his residents to go to Govardhan Hill, to the area of Govardhan Hill.
他就让所有的文达文的居民都来到这个戈巴丹山附近。
And it is said that Krishna ran from his home to Govardhan Hill.
就描述说呢 ，Krishna 从他家里就是飞奔跑到哥瓦丹山。
It says that when he ran from his home to the hill, he didn't become wet.
据说呀 ，Krishna 从他家跑到哥瓦丹山的这个路上，他丝毫没有被这个雨水所淋湿。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because as he was running.One of his potencies removed the rain from the sky.
就在他跑的过程当中呢，他的其中的他的一个能量呢，就是帮他就是就是移开了这些降下来的雨水。
Let me this is described. Let me share with you.What I just said, you can read in what I just said about that, you can read in chapter 25, text 19.
就是我刚才所说的，你们可以在这个第二十五章十九十节中。
It describes Sumukhi Radha Mataji can post it on the YY group. It describes that, yes, as Krishna was running, he didn't become wet. Because his shakti, his potency was removing the rain from the sky.
在 Krishna 这个奔跑的过程当中呢，他并没有这个淋湿，因为 Krishna 的这个能量呢就是帮他就是去移开了这些雨水。
And then he picked up the hill.
然后呢他就就是举起了山。
So as you can imagine, he began from the outside going in.
然后呢他就开始从这个外面然后走到里面。
Somewhere I read, not now, but previously, that Krishna, because there were many caves underneath Govardhan Hill, so Krishna ran through these caves underneath Govardhan Hill, and he came to the, towards the middle of the hill and then lifted it from there.
就是呢，我之前曾经读到过，就是在这个哥瓦丹山呢，它有很多个这些洞，然后呢 ，Krishna 他就穿越这些山洞，然后呢走到哥瓦丹山的中央，举起了这个哥瓦丹山。
Of course, as we know now, you know, Govardhan Hill has hidden himself in many ways. He is much smaller, and so on.But at that time, he was much more manifested.
但是我们知道现在这个高巴丹山呢，就是把他自己就是以在很多方面就是给隐蔽了起来。那么他的这个山的形体呢，也是变得更小了。但是在那个时候呢，这个山是非常庞大的，而且都是展示出来的。
Right, we have read, we have all read, I'm sure, right? Govardhan Hill was much higher, much bigger. There were so many lakes and rivers and fruit trees and flower trees and, you know, all of these things were there.
然后呢我们之前我们知道就是但是那个山呢它更加的高大然后呢更加的庞大然后有很多的这些花啊树啊很多的这些湖。
There's many beautiful descriptions of Govardhan Hill in the Bhagavatam and in other Shastras also.
就是呢在圣典博迦瓦塔以及其他的经典当中呢都有对这个山的非常精彩的一个描述。
Now, of course, he has covered his glories. Just like Vrindavan generally. Vrindavan generally has also coveted glories.
但是呢就是现在呢他已经就是掩盖了一些隐藏起了他的一些就是荣耀就像现在的Vrindavan就是他藏起了他的一些荣耀。
Because Kali Yuga, the degradation of Kali Yuga, so these holy places, they hide themselves more and more.
就是呢在因为这个卡利年代这个影响所以呢这些圣地呢这些圣湖呢他们都就是覆盖了就是掩盖了自己的一些荣耀。
So Govardhan Hill similar. Now, of course, Govardhan is still very beautiful. Some of you have seen. But he has hidden himself in some places, as we know, cannot even see the hill. He's gone into the ground.
就是呢我们呢当然了也能够就是说在某些地方能够看到这个山的它的美丽的这个地方。然后呢它现在就是说就是在他的这个三角的这些地方呢都是非常美的一些地方。
But now in some places also, right, in the Govardhan Hill area, you cannot even see him.
但是呢可能在Govardhan 山的就是某些区域呢可能甚至都看不到他了。
Right, he's gone into the ground, not manifest at all.Some places.
因为在某些区域的地方呢他就已经把自己就是隐藏覆盖起来了我们就完全看不到这个山的这个外在的显现出来的形象了。
Here's something also very beautiful in, I'll write it also. This can also be pasted.There were a lot of people in Vrindavan.
在 Vrindavan 呢有很多人。
And they all had many cows and calves and family members and so on.
他们呢都有很多头母牛然后呢有很多的这个家庭成员母牛郎。
So after Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill, he was trying to encourage them to come under Govardhan Hill.
在 Krishna 举起 Govardhan 山之后呢 ,Krishna 就试图鼓励他们所有人都来到这个Govardhan 山下。
But they were hesitant.
但是呢他们却有一些忧郁。
Firstly, they were worried about going under a hill.
首先呢他们担心就是去到这个山下。
And they were a little bit worried, well, you know, what if Krishna drops the hill?
然后呢他们会担心那 Krishna 万一这个山掉下来怎么办呢
And how are we all going to fit under the hill anyway?
就是说我们就是如何能够去就是build 的人 feed
how can we all fit under the hill
就是我们就是在这个山下如何就是进食呢
there's so many of us and so many cows and calves and family members and this and that how are we all going to this was what they were thinking
所以呢这就是他们所想的就是说你看我们这么多母牛啊母牛童啊我们这么多家庭成员我们在山脚下我们怎么就是活下来靠吃什么呢
So there was a little bit hesitancy. They were a little bit hesitant. Krishna was trying to encourage them, but they were a little bit hesitant.
他们呢就是有一些忧郁 Krishna 呢却不断的在鼓励他们到山脚下。
So let's go to text 20 of chapter 25. We can read that.
让我们来看一下这个25章的20诗节。译文 至尊主
临下对。Usher 事件、
yeah?
不是
yeah,
Usher 20 yeah,
yeah, yeah.
OK go ahead
Yeah I see 就是译文至尊主随后对牧人们说啊母亲父亲布拉加的居民啊如果你们愿意你们现在就可以带着自己的乳牛到这山丘下来。
Purport, read the purport.
要旨。就有关这一点圣 Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur 提供深刻的理解说通常包含有成千上万头母牛牛犊和公牛等家畜在内的一个庞大的牧牛人团体无法都挤进像圣戈巴丹那种中型山丘的底下。然而，由于那山丘因为被至尊人格守神的手触碰到而处在狂喜的状态中，他获得不可思议的力量。他甚至感到圣怒的音准向他背部投掷的致命的霹雳。如同柔软芳香的鲜花圣戈巴丹山有时甚至意识不到霹雳的猛击从哈伊瓦萨中灵性导师也引用圣奎希纳本人说的话圣戈巴丹能给三个世界一庇护更不要说只是保护布拉加大地了当因着发动攻击奎希纳举起山丘时鹿野猪和其他动物以及站在山脊上的飞禽都爬上山顶他们甚至感觉不到丝毫的痛苦
So when Krishna touched as it says here and other places when Krishna touched Govardhan Hill by lifting him up he became ecstasy and he expanded bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger
在这描述说呢，就是当 Krishna 触碰了这个戈巴丹山，把它举起的时候呢，那么这个山呢，由于 Krishna 的触碰变得狂喜，而开始就是越来越多的扩展他自己。
And as it says, he grew higher and higher and higher and higher and higher. So the animals that didn't go under the hill, they also became higher than the clouds, so they were not affected by the rain and the winds.
然后呢，就是这个山它扩展的就是变得越来越高，越来越高。然后呢，在山脊上的这些飞禽呀，这些动物们，它们甚至都高过了那些就是乌云，那些就是降下的这些骤雨。所以呢，他们丝毫感觉不到任何的这些狂风暴雨。
And Krishna reassured them, "Don't worry, the hill will not fall from my hand."
然后呢 ，Krishna 呢也是就是给他们这个确保，不要担心，就是这个山不会从我的这个手上掉下来的。
And he said, Actually, Govardhan is holding himself up. I'm not exerting any energy. He is holding himself up.
Krishna 说，事实上是山本身就是他自己把他自己给就是直了起来。我并没有用任何的力气。
He is kindly resting himself on my hand, and he's not very heavy.
然后呢他非常就是仁慈的就是说就是他自己在我的这个手上就是直立着其实他并不重。
Actually, in many places it says Krishna easily lifted up Govardhan Hill like lifting up a mushroom or a flower.
事实上呢很多地方都描述说 Krishna 举起这个戈巴丹山呢就像是举起一朵这个蘑菇一样，一只蘑菇。
With his left hand, which is normally not as strong as the right hand.
用他的左手，通常的话，左手都没有这个右手那么有力。
And with his little finger, which is not as strong as the other fingers.
而且用他的小手指， 通常小手指都没有其他的手指头有力量。
So it describes also when Krishna lifted up Govardhan Hill, that big chunks of earth, fell from the hill, fell from Govardhan Hill, and made like a wall around the hill so the water from the rains would not go inside.
就是说 Krishna 在举起这个山的时候呢，然后呢从山上就是掉落的这些土呢，他们呢就是填满了就是下面的这些水，所以呢他们甚至都没有感受到
From the hill, big pieces of earth fell down.
Yeah, yeah. 就是从山上那些巨大的那些土块呀，都掉落下来。
And these big pieces of earth made like a wall around, so the water from the storms would not go under the hill, would not go in and disturb the residents.
然后呢，就是说掉下来的这些大的这些土块呢，他们就是形成了一个围墙，然后呢阻止了这些从外面降的这些狂风暴雨，就是没有去进入到这个里面去影响到这些Vrindavan的居民。
Yeah, here's another interesting detail.
这是一个非常有意思的一个细节。
Text 23.
就是二十三师节。
This can also be posted. It says that by the Lord's potency, by the Lord's mystic potency, although it was raining so much, right? All these storm clouds and rain clouds and winds.But as soon as the water hit the ground, it dried up. So even though it was raining so much, the Vrindavan Mathura area didn't become flooded. Because as soon as the water hit the ground, by the Lord's potency, it simply dried up.
就是说呢，在这描述说呢，就是这些狂风暴雨这些乌云啊，就是他们虽然就是一直不断的在袭击着这个文达文，但是呢由于 Krishna 的这种玄秘的力量，所以说尽管这个雨水一直不断的倾泻，但是呢这个文达文呢并没有因此而就是遭受这个洪水，因为这个水一到地下的时候呢他们就变干了。
So by the potency, so two things are happening. When Krishna lifted the hill, big pieces of earth fell from the hill and formed a wall around Govardhan Hill so the water would not go inside.
就是呢，其中这个山上的那些大土块，它们呢从山上掉落下来。掉到地上形成了那个就是一堵一堵的墙，就是他们就是能够阻止就是从天空而降的这个狂风暴雨，就是能够进入到这个山里面。
At the same time, by the Lord's mystic potency, although it was pouring rain, but the Vrindavan area, Brajamandala, did not become flooded.Because as soon as the water touched the ground, it just dried up. The Lord dried it up by His mystic potencies.
第二点呢，就是呢，尽管就是有连续不断的这个倾盆大雨，但是呢，只是至尊主他的这种玄秘的力量，然后呢，那个雨水掉到地上呢，就凭着 Krishna 的这个力量，就使它干枯了。
So this happened for this, and also there's also an interesting description. That underneath Govardhan Hill,
就有描述说在这个哥巴丹的这个山底下呢
that there underneath Govardhan Hill after Krishna lifted when everybody came inside under the hill underneath Govardhan Hill there was a valley you know a valley
valley
valley、
就是、
V-A-L-L-E-Y I don't know the Chinese for that Do you know?
Yeah.
What is it?
It means that B-A-L-L-E-Y.
V, not B, V.
Yeah, yeah. 就是那个三三姑嘛。
Injection.
Yeah.
So underneath. Underneath Govardhan Hill, there was a valley.
就在这个山，下面呢，就是有一个山谷。
And in this valley was beautiful homes and places to live and rivers and ponds and all of these things.
就在这个山谷当中呢，有非常就是那个美丽的溪流，然后呢，还有。那个非常美妙的这个景象
，houses and gardens and rivers and so many beautiful things underneath Govardhan Hill. They could see when the residents came underneath Govardhan Hill. They could see this whole other residential place.
哇，就是在这个山 Govardhan 的这个山底下呢。就当这个 Vrindavan 的居民来到这个山底下的时候，他们可以看到，就是下面有一个山谷，这个山谷呢是非常美丽的一个景象，有美丽的溪流啊、湖泊呀，还有那些野马呀、那些花园呀，就是一派非常非常美丽宜人的一个风景。
It was a whole other living place.
这是一个就是非常适合就是人居居住的地方。
But the residents of Vrindavan, of course, didn't really have much interest because they were just looking at Krishna in amazement.
但是呢 ，Vrindavan 的居民呢，这时候呢，对他对这个美丽的这个美景并没有多大的兴趣，因为这个时候呢，他们都以非常惊讶的一个眼神看着 Krishna。
For 7 days, as we know, we've all heard, for 7 days and 7 nights, they just surrounded Krishna. They had no interest to go anywhere else or see anything else.
因为整整七天七夜，他们就只想待在 Krishna 身边，他们对其他的任何事情、任何地方都不感兴趣。
And it seemed like, although Krishna was in one place, but it seemed like, and all the residents were surrounding him, all around him, but they all felt that Krishna was looking at them, and they could see Krishna. Even though they were all around him, they could all see his face at the same time, and he could see all of them.
就是虽然 Krishna 他只是待在一个地方。但是呢，就是 Vrindavan 的居民，就是在围绕着 Krishna 身边，他们呢每一个人都能够亲自看到 Krishna 的这个面庞，而且呢，他们都能够感受到，就是 Krishna 就在他们的身边。
So, let's finish here. There are some more details we can continue to share next week.But it's almost 9 o'clock, so I want to finish here.
现在已经将近九点了，还有一些更多的细节呢，我们可以以后来进行分享。
But I'm sure Sumukhi Radha will share the reading references that I wrote, and in the purports, you read the purports, and Srila Prabhupada and other acharyas they give these different details, some details that you may not be so familiar with.
我想呢，什么可以 Radha Mata 今天会给我们大家分享，就是我所写下的这些参考 那么你们也可以读一下这其中的要旨，就是有些细节方面的话呢，我们可能还不是那么熟悉。
So the Bhagavatam gives some details, and then some other Puranas and Shastras they give additional details.
就是呢，僧典薄伽瓦坛，他给到了一些这个细节的描述，其他的那些往事书呢。他们呢，也是给到了，就是有关一些细节性的、非常详细的一些描述。
And the different acharyas also in the commentaries, they also share different details.
不同的 acharya 呢，在这个评论当中呢，他们也是描述了不同的细节。
So we'll continue next week, this sharing, but we'll finish for now.
所以呢，我们就是在下节课的时候呢，我们会接着来分享这些细节内容。我们今天呢，就讲述到这里。
Okay, la. I see a few questions there.
我看有一些问题，我们看一下这些问题。嗯，先是 Shruti Rupa Devadasi， 明白
公
主和老师们。
Go ahead. Sorry. Please.
First question.
Yes.
明白公主和老师们，听说 Vrindavan 所有的食物都是不杀的，所有的居民都和 Krishna 有特别的关系。请问，如果一个即将临终的人，无论是不是奉献者，只要去到 Vrindavan 离开躯体，是否都可以回到灵性世界呢？感恩你。
She's asking if someone passes away in Vrindavan, they'll go back to Godhead, 是吧
？Yeah, even no matter what who is a devotee or isn't a devotee.He will come back to the spiritual world.
If Krishna wants, yes.
是的，如果 Krishna 愿意的话，他就可以回到灵性世界。
If he doesn't want, no.
如果 Krishna 不愿意的话，那么就不行。
He might think, you passed in Vrindavan, you are very fortunate, but I think you need to practice more in your next life. It might happen.
但是呢，有可能 Krishna 会认为，那么你很幸运，你能够在稳达稳离开躯体。但是呢，我觉得你还不够认真，你还需要就是说，就是下一世再继续修行。那么也可能他就会继续投生。
So if he wants, yes. If he doesn't want, no. He'll decide.
如果 Krishna 愿意的话，那么你就可以回到灵性世界。如果 Krishna 不愿意的话，那么你就还需要继续再回来投生。那么这是 Krishna 决定的。
Whether in Vrindavan or whether in Shanghai or anywhere, it's the same.
不管是在 Vrindavan 还是在上海，情况都是一样的。
It's Krishna's decision. If when we die, do we go back to Godhead or not?
所以呢，这可是 Krishna 的决定，就是我们离开躯体的时候，我们到底会回来，还是说就直接回归守神？决定权在于 Krishna。
Remember, there are many glorifications in the Shastra that say, if you die in the holy dham, you go to Vaikuntha. If you chant Hare Krishna once, you're freed from all your sinful reactions. If you take prasadam once, you know you.Get liberation. There's so many glorifications like this.
我们呢就是有很多的有关，就是说这个圣地的这个 Vrindavan 的荣耀。就比如说如果一个人他能够在这个圣地离开躯体的话呢，那么他就一定会回归这个百昆塔。那么如果一个人仅仅只是就是毫无冒犯的念诵圣名一次的话呢？那么一个人他就可以就是能够回归，或者是如果一个人他只是荣耀一次菩萨的话呢，他就可以得到这个解脱。 那么都有这些不同的一些就是荣耀的一些描述。
So it's true, all of these because they come from the Shastra.
这些都是真的，因为他们都是经典所言。
But we also have to see the quality of what is going on.
但是呢，我们需要理解的是，我们所从事这些活动的这个品质怎样的。
So when it says, for example, by chanting Hare Krishna once, we become free from all sinful reactions, what is the quality of that chanting?
就像我们刚才说，如果只是念诵一遍 Hare Krishna 曼陀罗，一个人就可以免除他的这个罪恶的反应，那么这个问题的关键就在于他这个念诵的这个质量是怎么样的。
Or when it says one by taking prasadam one gets liberation, what is the quality and the faith of taking the prasadam? These are all considerations in these statements.
那么就是说当我们说一个人荣耀一次菩萨的他就可以得到解脱，那么这个问题的关键就在于他这个荣耀菩萨的他的这个品质如何，以及他对于菩萨的这个信心如何。
So when it also has similar glorifications about the holy dhams, if you die in the holy dham, or it says even if you enter the holy dham, what to speak of die? Even if you visit the holy dham, Vrindavan, Mayapur, Jagannath, Puri, etc., one, you know, gets liberation or gets Krishna Prema. But again, what is the quality of our dying in the holy dham or visiting? It's not just the mechanical physical being there. It's much more than that.
那么就是说经典中呢有很多的描述，就是如果一个人能够在这个圣地离开躯体，不要说在圣地离开躯体了，就连就是一个人如果能够进入到圣地或者是拜访圣地，就比如说拜访如文达文马亚普或者加格纳的普瑞这样的圣地的话呢，那么一个人呢他就可以得到这个解脱，或者是获得这个 Krishna Prema。 那么问题的关键就在于一个人他这样做他的从事的这些活动的这个品质是怎样的。不光是说你就只是去拜访，或者是你那个躯体在那儿，但是呢更重要的是在这之外的一些更重要的一些东西。
We might die in Vrindavan, but we might be thinking of our home in China.
我们也有可能就是在文达文离开躯体的同时呢，我们却想着我们在中国的家。
Oh, what's happening with my family in China? Oh, what about this? We might be in Vrindavan physically, but the mind might be somewhere else. And then if we die and the mind is in China somewhere then?
所以呢有可能就是我们在文达文离开躯体的时候呢，我们却还想着我们在中国的这个牵挂着中国的这个家。那么这样的话呢，我们就是虽然躯体在这个文达文，但是我们的心意却想着别的。那么我们最终会到达哪里呢？
Remember.Also, it says, Krishna says, what we think of at the time of death, that's where we will go. That is also there. That statement is also there.
大家要铭记住 Krishna 他就是在《薄伽梵歌》中所说的，就是无论在离开躯体时你想着什么，你就一定会到达那个情景。就是这就是Krishna 的这个陈述。他是可以就是说得到这个证实的。
So we have to remember all the statements, not just one statement that says one thing. There are other statements also. So we have to take them in
doubt. 我们呢不光要记住其中的就是一句陈述他是怎么说的，而要记住就是所有的这些不同的一个说法，然后呢去综合去考虑。
And again, it's Krishna's choice, whether we're in Vrindavan or not in Vrindavan, he might think, no, no, you need to stay some more time to practice more. Or he might think, okay, you can go. It's his choice, and we don't know what his choice is.
所以呢，就是不管我们是在文达文还是不是在文达文那个躯体，那么呢，最终决定权在于 Krishna 手里，他会决定我们到底是可以直接回归了，还是说我们需要再在这待上一段时间继续休息。
好 ，OK， next slide。
OK， 我们看下一个问题。Sanakini，
请问塔布 potency 和 energy 的区别是什么？
It's the same thing.
一样的。
Same, just different words describing the same thing.
就是不同的就是词汇来描述的是同一件事情。
So yeah.Same thing. There's different words describing the same thing.
就是不同的词汇来描述同一件事情。
And there Krishna has different potencies or different energies that fulfill different purposes.
就说 Krishna 他有不同的这个能量，然后呢去满足他的要上演的这些不同的达到的不同的目的。
好。
我们看下一个问题。Rajinia Prabhu， 感谢 Prabhu 翻译主持。Shukadeva Goswami 在第十篇讲述 Krishna 逍遥时光，每一章都是按照时间顺序描述的吗？
We have spoken about this before.
我们之前有谈论过这一点。
Mostly yes, but not always.
基本上是，但并不是完全是。
Mostly yes, but not always.
就是大部分情况下是按时间顺序，但并不是总是就是全是按照这个时间顺序。
In the context of the pastimes that we are sharing, you know, Krishna killing the different demons.Mostly, yes, they're in chronological order, but sometimes not. And when not, then I have pointed that out.
就说在 Krishna 就是在杀文达文杀恶魔的这个逍遥时光呢，通常的话呢，它是按一定的这个时间的一个逻辑的一个顺序来的。但是呢，有一些逍遥时光却不是按这个顺序。哪些逍遥时光不是按这个顺序的话呢？我是有所那个提到的。
So this particular pastime happened, the Govardhan pastime happened straight after the Krishna delivering the Brahmana's wives. It happened around that time. So in this pastime, yes, there is some chronological order, but in some instances, no.
就说在Krishna 举起高巴丹山的这个逍遥时光呢，是发生在就是 Krishna 拯救了婆罗门的妻子这个逍遥时光之后，就是在这个特定的逍遥时光当中呢，它是按照这么一个时间的一个顺序的，但是有些其他的逍遥时光并不是。
Like wasn't it the There was a few recent examples.
是有一些例子的。
Like, yeah, chapter 15 and 16, for example, right?
就是
Krishna chastising the Kaliya serpent happened before Krishna killed Dhenukasura, before Balaram killed Dhenukasura.
就是比如说第十五章，十六章。就是 Krishna 严惩卡利亚蛇呢，是发生在就是就是 Balarama 去杀死这个Dhenukasura 恶魔这个逍遥时光之前。
So chapter 16 happens before chapter 15, for example. That's one recent example.
这个就是说 Krishna 严惩卡利亚蛇呢。它是发生在就是他杀 这个杀死驴魔这个在努卡之前的。
So sometimes in his excitement, Sukadev Goswami, in his ecstasy, Sukadev Goswami may sometimes, you know, describe a pastime not in chronological order.
嗯，所以呢，有时候呢，就是Sukadeva Goswami 在他的这个狂喜中呢，他在讲述这个逍遥时光的时候呢，并不是完全按照这个时间顺序描述的。
But mostly it's in some order.
嗯，但是呢，就是通常情况下，它是按照某个时间顺序的。
好。
我们看下一个问题。这个是 YY 上的新人，顶拜塔布、莲花竹、顶拜翻译和主持，顶拜你。嗯，格巴丹山有几个名字呢？格巴丹山是被稳达问环绕，还是山环绕稳达问？格巴丹山希腊叫什么名字？谢谢。
Let's answer this one next week.
嗯，我们下周来回答你这个问题。什么可以 Radha Mataji 的问题？顶拜塔布和马大姐和奉献者们，据说高巴丹山每年下降一点点，那么到了完全陷入大地，这意味着什么呢？看到高巴丹山往日辉煌不在，不禁悲伤里流下泪来。
Let's answer this next week also.
我们也在下一堂课给你解答这个问题。
Because it's related. First, we'll finish the pastime, and then we'll talk about the identity of Govardhan Hill and his different names and so on.
嗯，然后呢，我们首先呢，会先讲述完这个逍遥时光，然后呢，我们会来谈论这个高巴丹山的他的这个身份，然后与他相关的这些方方面面。
So both of these questions relate to that topic. So we will speak about these points when we come there, either next week or the week after.
嗯，所以呢，我们在接下来的下一周或者是下下周的时候呢，就是我们会来谈论这个相关的这个内容，因为他们都是连在一起的。
好的。
嗯，Yeah.
Okay, la. So we'll finish. Now, thank you everybody for your listening.
所以呢，我们今天的讲课呢就到这结束了，非常感谢你们大家的聆听。
And pray you have a nice day.
嗯，希望你们大家都度过美好的一天。
And next week we'll share again next week.
我们下周呢会继续分享。
And thank you, Jamuna Priya.Devi Dasi and Somukhi Radha Devi Dasi Hare Krishna. 谢谢
Thank you for your wonderful lecture. Hare Krishna.
外昆纳之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者们，今天呢我们的早课就到此结束，非常感谢我们尊敬的春秋西克帕布为我们带来了精彩的讲课，也特别感谢Somukhi Radha Mataji 的主持，还有各位奉献者，就是热情真诚的聆听，还有大家提出来的这么多的好的问题，希望大家在 Krishna 知觉中度过美好的一天。 Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna